This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed, it is In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. SportsRadio610.com, the Radio.com app, and watch InTheLoop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. We got a lot of fun stuff to get to. We got a lot of non-fun stuff to get to as well, but we've got it all covered for you today, 10 until 2. Alex Del Barrio, Gerard Johnson, the General John McClain, all scheduled to appear here each and every day is John Lopez. Johnny, how are you?
Well, it hurts inside. It hurts right here.
Everybody hurts.
right here, Cody, it hurts.
See, I'm glad you didn't go any
but
further.
You know what? Like, I am awesome.
Okay. All right,
I'm doing great.
Good.
Screw them. I'm happy.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Except for that pain right here.
You can't dwell on it.
Sure you can.
You can't dwell on it because, like, game five's today. At some point, you've got to just push that down into the feelings bin of your heart.
12:35, we're moving on.
And let it just, like, hell we are. McClain's going to be in here. I'm sure he's going to be pissed, too.
He'll be putting the old blowtorch to a couple things, I'm sure.
So, can we never play baseball on October 17th ever again?
That was the celebration, if you didn't know, celebration for some people, the remembrance of Albert Pujols.
The Pujols, the pen.
Yep.
12 years apart. The Pujols, the pen. That's what it is, man. Never play baseball on October 17th. When they're playing next year in the playoffs and October 17th pops up, I hope it's like a Wednesday and they get that day off for a travel day.
12 years to the day after Brad Lidge, Giles.
Yeah.
But I was going to say there's more than that. But Giles was the final culprit.
Yes. Yes. Just, well, and here's the thing. You had a masterful performance, kind of masterful performance crafted by the opposing starting pitcher. If I'm not mistaken, Chris Carpenter had a pretty good day that day ahead of the Pujols home run. Just a lot to get to. We want to hear from you guys. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. That's the number to text in. That's the number to call in. John, we go right to... What I want to go to is right to the seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh, the first pitch of the seventh inning.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Judge hits a 7,000-foot home run.
He did.
Like, he hit the most no-doubter of no-doubters. He looked like that fat guy who does beer league softball and only hits home runs, but sometimes hits line drives because there's a home run limit. Hit the ever-living you-know-what out of that baseball.
He did.
And then A.J. Hinch got on his little horse, rode out to the mound, and promptly took the best pitcher in the stadium out of the game.
He did.
What do we make of that?
I don't think this is going to be really popular. And in retrospect, it was the wrong move. But put yourself in that moment. All right? McCullers is spinning magic. And literally spinning with curveball and just bamboozling batters. Up one side, down the other, they had no clue. But every statistic, every analytical trend, every gut feeling that a manager has said, as soon as he struggles in the seventh inning, you pull him. I get it. I get that it was the in retrospect, maybe you should have left him in because Joe Musgrove and Davinsky were awful and Giles took the loss after that. But let's talk about Davinsky, all right? I get everything said, you pull him right there. They showed the graphic during the game. the batting average against well, the first time someone faces McCullers, second time, and then the third time. The third time was like 348 batting average or 328 or something like that batting average. All right? And he had pitched, what had he thrown? 80 pitches or so?
His 81st pitch was the moonshot.
He had thrown 80 pitches or so, which is not that many. But again, you wanted to get four or five out of him. You got six into the seventh. You're not going to like it. I don't like it in retrospect, but it was the right move to make as a manager. I'm sorry. You can question a lot of things Hinch did, but right there, every analytical trend, every statistic told you, you pull him right there after the home run. Plus, he gave up a home run on the first pitch in the seventh inning, and all of a sudden it's 4-1.
Here's the thing with Lance McCullers, and here's where I'm at on this, John. You are absolutely right, and A.J. Hinch was absolutely right to go out there and go get Lance McCullers. You mentioned the stats. Here are the stats that I just found in a quick look, surface stats, okay? Third time through the order, batters versus Lance McCullers. Average, 365.
Okay, there you go. I thought it was 320-something.
On-base percentage, 437. Slugging percentage, 567. He's given up more home runs now when you include the postseason in the seventh inning or later. The majority of the runs scored in 2017 against Lance McCullers have come third time through the order.
Right.
Okay. That's when Lance McCullers gives up hits. That's when Lance McCullers gives up runs. Last night, I went to bed feeling the exact way you did. Home run. Go get him.
Mm-hmm.
The tough part about that is I woke up, I feel the same way I would have liked to have seen, and I know it would have gotten dicey if the guy gets on base. I'd love to see one more batter. Just one more batter. Because to think that Lance McCullers, who's on his way at that moment to a Verlander-like performance.
Sure.
He's even ahead of Verlander at that point, who at 120
in terms of pitches, et cetera,
124 and 9. He had 80 through 6. Okay? Keuchel had 109 through 7 the other night.
Yeah.
McCullers is ahead of pace to have one of the most transcendent pitching performances in the history of the Astros organization. But he also hadn't pitched more than 6 innings.
That's my point.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Everything tells you, go get that guy. And he did. And then you know what happened? A.J. Hinch didn't go out there and serve up meatballs and give up runs. The bullpen blew it. I'm so tired of people acting like A.J. Hinch blew this game. You're wrong. At what point are we going to ask professional baseball players to go out there and get outs?
Do your job.
Do your freaking job.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots won championships built on that. Apparently, Joe Musgrove and Chris Stavinsky and Ken Giles could not do their job last night, and that's why the Astros ended up losing late in the game.
There are other things you can question legitimately and wonder about with A.J. Hinch. Going out and getting Lance McCullers is not one of them. In retrospect, we all have the hindsight 2020, right? But right there in that moment, everything he looked at, everything I saw, everything that baseball knew about Lance McCullers in that moment, especially after in Yankee Stadium, their hero, the giant galoot, knocks one 430 feet. You go get him. You go get him.
Everything says go get him. He did. And this bullpen, which finished the year as the 10th best bullpen in baseball, at different times found itself as maybe the best bullpen in baseball. He turned to his all-star relief pitcher, and that guy couldn't get outs.
Mm-hmm. And that was the issue.
And then he turned to one of his best second-half relief pitchers, and that guy couldn't get outs. And then he turned to his closer, who, if you look at the save percentages and all those numbers, was one of the better closers in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't get outs.
Right.
AJ, what else was Hinch supposed to do?
Right.
Activate himself and go throw the damn ball?
And then if hindsight's 2020, try to imagine, okay, he hits that home run, and then the next guy up, I guess it was Gregorius, right? Hits a triple.
Yeah.
Well, then you're torching him for leaving McCullers in.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Gary wants to weigh in on Lance McCullers. You can as well. 713-572-4610. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So you guys, y'all basically stole my thunder. I've been hearing all yesterday evening and night about how A.J. Hinch blew the game, and it's like he's not a freaking pitcher. Like, McCullers was already losing some command, and that was a batting practice home run he gave up to Judge. It was the absolute right decision to take him out of the game. The guy hadn't pitched past four or five innings since, like, before the All-Star break. And, I mean, A.J. Hinch is not a pitcher. At some point, we have to get guys out. I mean, that's not his fault that our bullpen just brought out a giant gas can. And I'm just sick of hearing how A.J. Hinch blew the game. I'm not sure how that works. So you've all said everything I said anyway. I just wanted to call to make that comment.
Gary, appreciate your call. Here's the thing. You and me and Gary, feels like we're in the minority on this.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand
it. I was, I was tweeting, of course, during the game and after the game, and it was mind-blowing. I mean, I get the frustration. Dang it, I wish you hadn't pulled him out of the game. Well, I do too now.
Well, yeah, we all want to see what the other result was.
Exactly.
And in some alternate timeline, he left him in, he went 9, and they won the game.
I mean,
it's not this timeline.
But in that moment, what else are you supposed to do?
The last time.
Someone give me a good option. Leave him in, because leaving him in, but every piece of evidence points to you don't leave him in.
The last time Lance McCullers pitched more than 6 innings was June 8th against Kansas City. He went 7. Before that, it was May since he pitched more than 6 innings.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it was only 6 on the nose. So he just doesn't go deep into games. Hasn't this year.
I think you can actually give A.J. Hinch credit for running him back out there in the 7th, giving it a shot.
Yes.
Because the stats actually said you don't even do that.
And that was actually, to me, A.J. Hinch running him back out there was an improvement over when Keuchel got the hook the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even give Keuchel the opportunity. He gave McCullers the opportunity, and he gave up a moonshot.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I will say. I think there's one second guess that everyone can have for A.J. Hinch last night that we haven't talked about. But, John, you know the real reason the Astros are struggling and have lost 2 straight and now see Uncle Mo sit over in the Yankees stands. We'll get to that next. We want to hear from you, 713-572-4610 as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.